Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Hi guys! Well, here we are, another week. But these top stories that I want to discuss is completely around Xbox, PlayStation, and Baldur's Gate. So, if you guys haven't noticed, or have you read anything, but I'm here to let you know. Starfield for the Xbox and Xbox PC has gone gold. That means a selected few of people have already received their game keys to start to play this game for reviews. Now, last week that we talked about this, everybody was like, well, what's going on? Why did this game hasn't gone gold? Listen. I'm going to theorize what's going on. Because I'm watching this. I'm watching it. Because I'm looking at the PlayStation fans. Number one, I understand that a lot of you PlayStation fans are pissed off that this game is not coming to the PlayStation 5. And I also know that you know that this game was originally supposed to come to the PS5, but that's what got bought out. And Xbox was like, we're making this game exclusive to the Xbox brand. It gave her. And now y'all are sitting here doing everything in your power to downplay Starfield. No one knows what this game is. Well, I can't say. Well, not now. By the time you, well, this, not before you hear this podcast. No one has not played this, except for Caffrey, and he's from IGN. He's really close with the developers, Ryan Caffrey. I don't understand why y'all are trying to cut this game off at its knees. Baldur's Gate 3 is going to be readily available for you guys if you pay $80 for the PS5 version. Side note, don't think for a second. I would like to apologize. Because I led most of y'all to believe that, because I thought that Starfield was going to come in towards the end of September. I thought that it was going to come out after the Liza P. Turns out that the Liza P is coming out after Starfield. I should have known those dates. I do apologize. But the reason why I came up with that conclusion, again, my guys, is because I am going into this game completely blind. I'm nervous. But who prepared me for this was Elden Ring. But I am so excited to see what this game is and what it has to bring. Right now, the PlayStation fans will have Baldur's Gate 3. I don't think that the Baldur's Gate 3 will run well on the PlayStation 5. I just don't see it working that good. Another thing, I find it oddly suspicious, and I'm going off of Greg's story. This is Greg Miller from Kind of Funny. PlayStation doesn't have anything coming out to go up against Starfield. I find it odd that Baldur's Gate 3 is going to be released on the PS5 the same day Starfield is going to be released on Xbox. And I didn't even know this. Because wasn't that game just delayed? And now all of a sudden, now this date is the same date of Starfield? And call me crazy. But is antics like this from PlayStation is the reason why they bought Bethesda like they did? I know what you guys are thinking. That's just business, but come the fuck on, dude. Don't use third parties like this. Bingo. If you really was bad enough, Sony, maybe you should have released Spider-Man against motherfucking goddamn Starfield. You probably would have had a better chance. Cause you showing the hell fucked up having it against motherfucking Mario. I told you guys, I am enjoying Baldur's Gate 3. I think it's wonderful. I don't think it's going to run well on the PlayStation 5. I just don't. Why hasn't there been like a demo of this game on the PS5? Why hasn't anybody seen this game or reported on this game running on a PS5? That's because I don't believe that it's ready. I think Sony told them, push that game out. And you can patch it later. Just to try to undermine Starfield. And furthermore, you may have delayed it for the Series S, but there's no reason in hell you should have delayed that for the X. Come on now. Come on, guys. come on, look at this. This is crazy to me. It's underhanded. Now, as everybody know, this is Microsoft's big game. I think it's going to be phenomenal. Nobody knows. Well, before this recording, no one knew. But I will say this much. Game journalists, insiders, does not know anything about this. Didn't know nothing about this fucking game. But I'm going to tell you something. From what it looks like to me, the people who made shit happen, and I'm also looking at Baldur's Gate 3, saw Starfield and was like, you need to get your shit out the way now. Starfield is already downloaded to my system. You know, you can pre-order it. I mean, not pre-order it, but pre-download it. It's quite healthy, if you ask me. But it's really available on my system right now. I don't like these antics that is coming from PlayStation fans. And what the hell is this shit that y'all are always trying? Why y'all coming for the Series S? What is y'all fascinating? Why do y'all want to sit here and try y'all best to undermine the Series S, which coincidental is selling more than the X? Leave the S alone. The S platform is just fine. Yes, maybe it will take the developers a little bit more of a finessing to do, but here's the thing that I gotta say about this shit. If the shit can run on the Switch, then you can most certainly get it on the Xbox Series S. And you are definitely going to be able to get it on the Nintendo's next system, because they're not going to be bringing out levels to the PS5 or the Xbox Series 1. Hell, I believe they might go as high as the Series X. I mean S. And that's wishful thinking there. So to you developers and you lot, you cannot honestly tell me that, yes, Nintendo is some of the best developers. My God. Those teams are incredible. But y'all have got to learn. Y'all have got to... That speaks to y'all development team. Leave the Series X alone. So, I just don't, it's mind-boggling. Okay, guys. So, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, well, the pre-orders is out now. And again, as much as I want to get into it, as far as like, but again, I like Fortnite. And because I play a lot of Fortnite, I understand why a lot of people are ready. Okay. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, 2023 editions anyway, is set to release for the PS5 on all platforms except for the Switch, November 10th. Promises that in this latest installment will include an exciting new campaign, lots of multiplayer maps, and the largest zombie maps ever. Is that really a thing? You got your standard edition, which will cost $70. Jesus. And then you got a Vault Edition, which will cost $100. Do we even? Do they even know? I don't even know nothing about it, because I really didn't. We knew that it was going to be another Call of Duty. But, oh, let's see something. New screens, open world zombies. Okay. It's a direct sequel to 2022 Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Here's the thing that, okay, here's my criticism here. Why are you guys not gonna play 2? 2! And that was a tweet. So, wasn't that game just on PlayStation? Like, I know I got that game. I got it. I'm just gonna play that. But then again, though, I'm not really a Call of Duty person. Too realistic for me. I don't like it. I think it looks too. Again, this is just my criticism because I know a lot of people like it. I know a lot of people love it, and I get the appeal. I really do. But the way how these are looking, it's almost like training. Like, it's training to me. It's not, it's training to me, guys. It's like when I play Fortnite, I know that that's a game. Call of Duty looks like almost too real. And I don't like that. It's just too jarring for me. I feel like I'm being trained. In addition to new information about the campaign, the return of zombies and classic maps, Activision has also released a dozen new screenshots from across the Modern Warfare 3. You can check, they said you can check them out below. They look cute. Okay, Vladimir Makarov as the villain. According to Activision, the new campaign will introduce open combat missions that are designed to empower players' decision like never before. They will feature numerous paths and choices to complete objectives, whether stealth or more run and gun? You know what it is? Okay, so they have this 3 versus 3 versus 3 cutthroat mode. 12 new 6v6 maps. Now, do you think that this game is going to be available on Game Pass? Or you just have to watch it? I don't know. I may have to pay for it, watch it. Oh, Alan Wake has been delayed by 10 days. So that they can avoid those other games and stuff like that. You know, like I said, that game was supposed to come out on October 17th, but you got Spider-Man and you got Super Mario Wonder. This game didn't stand a goddamn chance. It was like, nope, we're going to give you guys a little bit more breathing room so that we can have at least some sales. But did you just announce that? And Forza? Wait a minute, guys. October 10th? Oh, bitch. Now, okay, that I heard that Forza is missing some features. That's supposed to be, you know, critical to this game. But child, please. I know a lot of, you know, racing car enthusiasts will, you know, clearly have something to say about it. But I think that the core of the PlayStation fans will be too busy, you know, continuing to play, you know, these big September releases. And I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that the Xbox version of Baldur's Gate is going to be released sometime around in late October, early November. An Assassin's Creed Mirage is coming out? Yeah, that's too many. And Sonic Superstars? Child, we are eating this these next 2 months in gaming. And keep in mind, this is just a digital release only. Okay. Now they were talking about this Red Dead Redemption. Which get them a resolution bump for 1080p. Again, I didn't play it when it first came out. I'm not interested in it now. If I did buy this game right now, I will buy it on the Xbox store for less than what, $10? And it runs, at 60 frames on the Xbox. Right? Because I thought it got a bump. God damn it. Starfield. I remember when I first saw that number, 140 gigabytes. I said, ooh. God. Damn. I mean, 126, 140 on PC, 126 on the console. I had to delete. I mean, I didn't delete. I just moved some games that I wasn't playing. Okay, guys. I guess that's it for the top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay, guys, somebody gonna have to put Keke Palmer away. Okay, you know this girl had a fucking video with Usher titled Boyfriend. She's definitely capitalizing on whatever happened. And I have nothing but respect for her because the shit is silly, if you ask me. I thought her boyfriend acted quite immaturely. But yeah, she has a video. Well, Usher has a video with her. And she's cute. And she wasn't being the love interest. I think that she, like she pointed out, she said she wanted to play him and the video. So she is like, you know, sort of dancing and looking like him. It's cute. Just wanted to point that out. Should we talk about Britney's? I mean, okay, we definitely gonna talk about Britney. All right, guys, this is my thing. I'm gonna go on a little tangent, but please follow with me. It's still, okay. Now, y'all know how I feel about Taylor Swift. Why are prominent figures? I'm noticing there's this trend of prominent figures going out of their way to, like, you know, big up Taylor Swift, but the people are, like, you know, going around here saying that Beyonce has the better tour. I think Taylor Swift has some bops. I do like that she is a songwriter. I do not put her in the same vein as a Beyonce. Beyonce is a great performer, wonderful singer. Still some shit. But if I had to choose between the two, I would have to go to Beyonce's. Listen, guys, I only say that because I feel like I've seen clips of Beyonce's. I've seen clips of Taylor Swift. And I'm sure that Taylor Swift did bump up, you know, the set of her new, this concert era. Excuse me, guys. That was, but yeah, she definitely stepped it up on the production and on the stage presence and everything, but she's not doing what Beyonce is doing. Like, Beyonce is giving you a fucking show. Taylor Swift is just giving you aesthetics. You know? And it goes back to what I always say in regards between these two is that everything Taylor Swift does, it's just mediocre. It's just mediocre. It's like the threshold is in hell. Beyonce is working for her coins. So they was talking about this and I believe it was Charlamagne Tha God who said something to the effect of when Beyonce came out with the album Lemonade and she was talking about police brutality, I believe some of her white mainstream audience left because they did not only want to hear that, but they most certainly didn't want to hear it. I mean, they most certainly didn't want to see that, especially when she did Formation. And that Super Bowl. But Taylor Swift, like, I love her pops. Goddamn, her songs are good. But that she's always talking about relationship. I was like, girl, you have to change your lane. And that's why I don't put her. It's like, if you look at her, and I have this. Should I mention this shit? All of her songs almost sound alike. There's a cadence, there's a tone, and it's all related to some guy, some obscure guy. It's always related to some obscure guy. All of her bops are always talking about a guy. Like, I cannot name one song of Taylor's that's empowering. Oh well, but the girls are doing wonderful, both of them. I just don't like how they're trying to, you know, skew this narrative. They're trying to like undermine Beyonce. And guys, I am not a Beyonce fan. I think that it was cruel what she did with her daughter, having her daughter out there performing. But no, I would never say that Taylor Swift is better than Beyonce. Beyonce is a performer, a great artist. She's an icon. Taylor Swift is an I cannot. All right, now talking about I cannot. Britney Spears and her husband Sam are reporting to be getting the divorce soon because Sam thought that Britney Spears cheated on him, stepped out on him, so he left her, and now he is requesting that because you know she got that prenup, the ironclad prenup. And you remember the people was like, Britney Spears, we want you to have all the love in the world, but you get a prenup. You better not let that motherfucker give you shit. I don't think that motherfucker loved her. I think that he used her. I think that Yes, I'm one of them people too. Yep, I think that Sam wants to knock her up. I don't think he was there. I think he was there for the money and the fame. And now that Britney is, like, you know, free of that conservatorship, pay attention to that word. Britney Spears, and Britney Spears is a pumpkin bumpkin, and I love her. I love Britney Spears. She's on the camera dancing in her underwears or her little bikini. So I said, girl, I don't care. Because I knew Britney was a country bumpkin from her early days. I was like, oh yeah, this girl is being exploited from her parents. Because Britney Spears is a great performer. Britney Spears cannot sing live. Britney Spears do not have, like, the skills to write a song. She is eye candy. So, yes, she was a part of that machine. But, Britney Spears made the best out of what was dealt to her. I knew that nigga wasn't shit. I knew he wasn't gonna stay with her. Everybody knew. That's why everyone told her to get a prenup. This nigga talking about he's gonna release he's gonna be releasing some shit about Britney Spears. And if she doesn't renegotiate the terms of the prenuptial. Like, girl, yeah, fuck off. Fuck off. There is nothing you can tell us about Britney Spears that her book won't tell us in a couple of motherfucking months. This is bullshit. I don't understand why y'all keep on trying to destroy this damn woman. Yes, she is a bit much, but considering what the hell happened to her and what she went through, shit. I'll be mental too. So fuck off, Sam. You're not getting that woman's money. I bet you he wanted to get her pregnant so that he can live off of her, just like that motherfucking Kevin did. And when she said, I'm not having no more kids, that's when he dipped. Bye-bye. Michael Orr and that goddamn family from The Blind Side. Let me find these people's names. It's a goddamn shame what they did to this young man. Took conservatorship over his, like, okay. I'll try to find these goddamn people's name. Oh. Okay. Have you guys seen The Blind Side? Okay. That story was supposed to be about Michael Orr. I don't know why I said Quentin Aaron. Alright. Michael Aaron. Or Jerome, or earlier this year in February, filed a lawsuit against Leanne Tui. And her husband, Sean Tui, because he just discovered that they really didn't adopt him. The papers that he signed was a fucking conservatorship over this man's future earnings. The fucking lawyer that set him up was their best friend. But the way that this story is developing, I can't believe. Everyone is like, how did you go on for years? Because he thought that he was adopted, but he wasn't getting no money. And come to find out that the earnings that they got from that movie, $300+ million, he get no money. He get nothing off of that. Nothing from those brand deals that they got, that book deals and all that. He didn't get shit. They made this man look dumb in that movie, when in fact he was not dumb. They made it look like they introduced him to football while he was doing several types of sports. It's conniving that they set themselves out to be some white savior family for this goddamn black young man, where he really didn't need their fucking help. He was doing sort of fine. Again, he believed these people to be great people, good people. But all along, they were stealing from him. Stealing millions from him. I want every one of those motherfuckers. I'm talking about the daddy, the friends, the daughter, the sons, everyone. They should lose all their fucking licenses. They should lose all their fucking businesses. They should lose all their fucking homes. To do this to someone is diabolical. And the scheme of it all, like, y'all went years sniggling and giggling in this man's face, all the while y'all are stealing from him. Stealing. It's depressing. So yeah, I want you to get every fucking goddamn thing coming to you. I don't want them in a home. These are the people that should be homeless. With that southern twang that you guys got down, what they had and shit like that, all the while, two tongues serpents. I mean, like, goddamn, at least give them something. Y'all got rich off of this man's fucking goddamn career. And the slap on the face is y'all made this man look dumb in that movie. Well, now, well, he didn't like it because he was like, that's not how the story went. That movie went on to make $300+ million. A lie. A huge fucking lie. And I saw it. I believed it. I didn't see it in the theaters. I'm talking about, I was one of the people that saw it on DVD. But it seemed fishy to me. Even then, it seemed weird, like, girl, what? This doesn't seem right. So I hope that him and his lawyers sort that shit out. I really do. Oh. And moving on to that bitch that's in motherfucking goddamn North Carolina. That poured their soda on that young boy's head. Because he was swimming in that fucking pool. Bitch. You need your ass kicked. You need your ass kicked. You need to be on the registry. I'm sorry. Shit like that means, yeah, you gotta go on the registry. What you did was fucking inhumane. You did that properly. Cause you knew damn well if that was my child, bitch, you would have been strung up somewhere. You'd have been strung up somewhere. Okay, guys. And with that, I guess we're going to close out. And those were your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.